Hello and welcome to the Exponent. Oh, I didn't do an intro. We should say a joke. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel podcast for what the hell is the month? April 7th. 2017. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's April snows bring.
Yeah. I'm confused. 2 days ago it was like super nice out. Now it's snowing. I don't know.
It's going to be super nice again in 2 days.
Oh, good. Hooray. All right. So, yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother AJ.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
His last name is also Minotti. Imagine true. That. Funny how it works out when you're a man. Don't have to. Maybe change your last name, but not as much anymore if you don't want to.
So that's a weird argument people give me. Right. Don't you want to try for a boy? No. But you gotta have another Minotti. Who cares?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't care.
Honestly, I see the Minottis we've got and I'm not impressed. So whatever.
Right? Right?
I guess that's just like a weird old thing, right? Where it's like, yeah, if you don't have the son, it's not like a real child.
Yeah, thanks for invalidating my daughter's existences.
Right. But I mean, like, a little, even still, there's a little bit, like, when you think, like, when you think back and, like, and maybe this is still just us having a little bit of that gender bias, but when you think back, like, tracing your family history, don't you immediately jump to Grandpa Minotti first?
Is the most interesting story, I guess, in our case.
But you know what I mean. But it's like you do think like the fog, like the that kind of lineage first for some reason.
Whatever.
You know, it really doesn't make. Even though it's like if you skip like father, mother, mother, father, mother, it's like the same thing. It's just like, but her name changes and it's harder.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's like all it is. All right, so welcome to our show, everybody. This is I already said all that. All right, sure. So. Yeah, the new Hearthstone expansion launched, so we can talk a little bit about that.
A little bit.
And then we'll talk about whatever else, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Excuse me. But yeah, it's wonderful. The weather is just kind of a bummer. But that's alright, we got video games, you don't even need to go outside.
Yeah.
Honestly. It is funny, like, I got paid, like, the other day. I'm like, oh man, what do I gonna do with this money? I'm like, I need time, not money. I have so many games I could be playing. It really doesn't matter. Especially like one of them, Persona 5. It's like, what the hell? What do I need? It's like, I like that, and I also like playing old JRPGs, which cost like $5 and are 50 hours long. It's like, what do I need? It's like, I'm basically set now. I get most of the new games for free because of work, so it's like...
You live a charmed life, Mike Minotti.
Yeah, I know. No, don't worry.
Hey, how about you need a haircut? How about you could spend some money on that?
I do need a haircut.
You look a little scraggly.
Well, I haven't showered yet today. I haven't shampooed it and all that, but I should get a haircut today. Haircut's just buzzing my head anymore. Alright, so yeah. Hearthstone, the Journey to Enduro. So it's like impossible to know... like how good an expansion is, so it's like been a month or so.
Yes, yeah, these are like the kind of first giddy impressions.
Yeah, because like so, Mean Streets was super fun at first, and then that kind of got annoying. It evolved
more than any other expansion. I think it fell into like there are two decks. There is the Jade Druid.
I mean, there were
and the Pyro Warrior.
A few more than that. There was Reno decks too. There's Reno Jade.
Reno deck. Reno got ridiculous because now you have like the other Reno cards.
Yeah, it's like the only viable control decks were Reno decks. Mm-hmm. So there was, the Reno decks, and there's like some Dragon Priest floating around out there. The problem with it was like, from what they gave us, there's maybe like four deck archetypes maybe that they are promoting. And the nice thing about this expansion is that each class has a deck archetype that is like an idea at least, just with the quest. Like, hey, this is like maybe a thing you can try. And then there's like usually at least one more for each quest. So it's just like... just going in, there are so many more things you can pursue.
So let me ask you this. So obviously the big thing of this expansion is the quests, which are legendary cards. If you get one in your deck, you'll always draw it on first turn. You can mulligan it if you want. They cost one mana, and then if you fulfill the quest, you usually get something pretty good. Do you feel like that almost makes the game too narrow in a weird way?
No, because you don't... I mean, at first it's like, yeah, everyone's excited to make a quest deck, but like you don't... have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like... So the quest card I got and I've been playing around with is the Amara, the priest one, right? And yeah, I'm playing a bunch of Deathrattle minions, and I get this card that when I play it, like, sets my health to 40, right? But it's not like a win condition, per se. It's not like I play that card and win.
Well, yours isn't.
Mine isn't,
the priest one's very different. A lot of these other decks, if I see they're playing a quest, and I'm either playing my rogue quest deck or just playing my elemental shaman, especially my shaman, if I see the quest play, it's like, okay, we're going full aggro. Because if they complete this quest before I can get to them, I'm probably going to lose.
Thank you. See, it's, again, it's early because I haven't played against all the quests yet or anything like that. And even
I played against a bunch of warriors, a couple.
Yeah,
hunters.
I played against a warrior, and that one has not been working out for them, to be honest. In my experience,
well, it depends. So, like, okay,
I have a lot of minions on the board. So what are they going to do?
See, my issue is
I play this off, and then like that random hit one target for 8 damage thing is never going to hit my face or anything useful. If it hits something, then it's like it hits an egg and it turns into a dinosaur. I'm like, thanks.
My issue is, the rogue quest is to play 4 minions of the same name. So you're running a lot of the cards that are like, return this friendly minion to your hand and or you know, draw 3 of a card, things like that. So I'm playing a lot of lower cost, weaker minions so I can get a bunch out and then waiting for them to all turn into really cheap 5/5s. So in that early game, if the warrior does manage to get a lot of taunt stuff up, I get stuck.
Yeah, but I mean, there's always going to be decks that mostly counter other decks and stuff like that. I mean, that's kind of the thing. But the way that you just kind of counteract that is if there are more decks out there. So it's not like, man, I just need to play a deck that counters Pirate Warrior because more than half the people I'm playing are playing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, is Taunt Warrior really going to be that much of a thing that, like, you're going to, like, every single, it's like you come up against it so much that it feels bad? I don't think so. I think a lot of people are even just dismissive of the idea of Taunt Warrior in general just because it'll be so bad against other decks and stuff like that. So now I like this quest idea. I think it's good just because it promotes. Now, it'll be a bad thing if it only turns out like 2 of them are super viable and then like those are the only
and
2
which
they
just
get
ignores
play.
The other quests entirely.
Yeah.
Like, I have yet to play a Warlock.
The Warlock one's supposed to be good. I actually have that one. I haven't made a deck yet. I mean, again, it's been early. Like, the ones that people were actually really excited about, I think, were there was some excitement about the Mage one, which gives you another turn.
Mm-hmm.
So you do this kind of ridiculous one turn kills, maybe. Warlock, I think, was getting some hype, and Druid. But I think, all right, against, like, all these so far. I was like, hi, Penny. But, yeah, I don't know. So I still just, like the idea. Here's the weird thing, right? Every time an expansion comes out, like, almost no matter what the expansion is, the first, like, week or two is great. It's always fun, because everybody's experimenting.
Yeah, like you're seeing different things.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like what the game... Like, you wish it could be all the time, just realistically can't, where everybody was just, it's just like, oh, I have these cards, let's try and make something work with this, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's not just like, all right, I have all the cards, let's go on Hearthpwn and see what the best deck is.
Yeah, well, that's like, so, for the rogue deck I have, yeah, I you go on Hearthpwn to get some ideas and see what's out there.
Sure.
And the rogue quest deck I saw, it needed, like, Edwin Van Cleef, it had patches in it, I don't have either of those, and a few other cards that, like, I didn't have, and I was, like, looking at it, and... Like, this guy's thinking was, not only are you going to get all these 5/5 minions somehow, but then you're going to have, like, a 10/10 Edwin, too. And I'm like, well, who cares? For 2 mana, I could dump 2 1-cost minions and have a 10/10 on the board. So I just reworked it, took those guys out. I also didn't understand why you needed patches. He's going to play on turn 1, and then he's going to die. Like, he's not going to come out later and be this 5/5 you randomly summon, unless you just don't play your pirates.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of focused on getting, like, cheap minions, a lot of them with charge.
Can you get your watch under control?
This is really annoying, and here's the problem with the Apple Watch. When you start getting a notification, like, in a chat app, and everyone's going back and forth, the notifications just keep coming. And they're coming faster than I can bring up the mute thing. There, God. Jeez. Anyway, what was I saying? Okay, yeah, so I focused on cheap charge minions, and then minions that have that battle cry of put this minion back in your hand.
Sure.
So, like... I've never run an OTK deck before. I accidentally made an OTK deck. Because I was playing this guy. I had 4 minions on the board. 2 of them had charge. So in one turn, I did the 20 damage, was able to pull the 2 minions off the board and replay them and do the other 10. And I was like, oh,
right.
That was fun.
Yeah. That out of nowhere burst.
Yeah, that was rad.
Right, yeah.
It's a funny deck because... there is a lot of luck involved. Like, you may just not get any of the cards you need to to recall minions, well, and then you're screwed.
I mean, the way you count, you kind of make your luck on decks like that is with card draw and stuff like that.
All right, and I have that too. So, but still, like, I mean, there's been a couple times where it's just I just didn't get the cards.
And
all.
I mean, that's always going to be
a thing. Yeah, it's going to happen.
But some decks are more susceptible to that than others and whatnot.
Yeah. So the one I made, it's the only legendary I've crafted so far was the shaman legendary. What's his name? He's an elemental.
The one that, like, lets you do the elemental invocation.
Which are so fun. Yeah. So it's just you play him.
I actually got that guy. I haven't made
you,
a deck
so yet. So you have to... It's a fun deck, the elemental shaman, because a lot of the elementals only play their good effect if you played an elemental the previous turn. Right. So you're kind of, like, building elementals, basically. And his whole thing is the four are 3 damage to all enemies, 6 damage to enemy hero, restore health to your hero... Or fill your board with 1/1 elementals.
It's kind of like a better Archmage of Farm almost kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very cool. I had a guy who thought he had me beat, started like slow playing me because he wanted to play some cards, had me down to 2 hit points, and I played my water invocation, healed back up. So he's like trying to whittle me down again, but now I've got all these minions on the board, and I had 1 HP left when I beat him. I could tell he was pissed. Now,
and you have Blaze Callers in that deck, and that
Blaze Caller's such a good card.
Yeah, that's the one card that I'm almost worried about. Just seems too good. So that's like I forget the stats, but if you played an elemental the turn before, which is not hard to do, you get to deal 5 damage as a battle card to anything.
He's a 7 drop, and I forget his attack defense off the top of my head. But yeah, that's a really
good card. He seems really good.
Well, he's right up there with what's the 6 drop elemental that does 3 damage.
Yeah, I forget the name though.
Which you play him one turn, you play that guy the next turn. It's very nice.
It's a lot of damage going on.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's fun. I'm glad Shaman's finally caught a break.
Yeah, we've had it really rough for a long time. God.
Shamans are just always...
Yeah, the deck I run, it's a hybrid elemental and jade, which I almost feel like I might get rid of the jade because the one...
Jade package.
Like I said, the one thing that deck is lacking is if I need to rush, it's really hard to do that. If I realize this guy's playing a quest, he's going to complete it. I need to stop him before he finishes the quest. Mm-hmm. It can be hard to pull that off because you're often playing 1 minion per turn. You're just kind of following your curve, sure. You know. So I feel like I need to do something to give me some more, at least board clear.
And get an elemental destruction in there. Is that still a card?
Yeah, probably. I don't think that got fake. Maybe it did.
I think maybe it did, actually. I don't know. Maybe look. I'm not sure. But there's other things. Get Volcano in there.
Oh, yeah. I do have Volcano. What other decks appeal to you so far that you haven't played yet but you think you might want to try?
I want to talk about the Priest deck a little bit that I've been playing. Because everybody was saying that Priest would be kind of weak. And maybe it is. But I've been having a lot of fun with this deck. Just because we haven't, like... We saw kind of Death Rattle decks be a thing a bit with Nazoth, right? Because it was just...
Which I never got in Nazoth.
Yeah, Nazoth's a great card.
I almost feel like if I ever decided to do Priest, I'm just going to have to craft one.
And it's great because it's basically just like, oh, you can make a Nazoth deck again.
And that's what I like. Usually, like, whenever the new expansion comes out, you're still pulling some cards from the old one, but to see, like, 2 expansion back, like, cards come up, it's, like, weird.
Yeah. And I like my... One of my favorite cards in the game is just Cairn Bloodhoof. I just love that guy.
Take heart.
Take heart. I never know. I always thought he said, take heart. Earth Mother's here. I just now realized that he says something in between those things. He says, take heart, young ones. The Earth Mother's... Because, like, the music kind of gets louder there.
You just drown it out with your giggling every time he said, take heart. Heart.
It's like, he's really selling that, like, I'm like, the Earth Mother. The Earth. I have a thunderous voice because of Earth. Take heart. I love it. Everything's take heart. But yeah, so I love, but like, and the deck is just so, it's not just like play Deathrattle Minions on curve, because you have these other cards that, like the one just like gives you a 1/1 version of a card, so you can get a 1/1 extra Cairn, which dies, that turns into a 4/5. There's the new card, which is like my favorite card so far in the set. It's not flashy at all. The dinosaur egg, or I forget the name of the dinosaur.
Yeah, the 03. Yeah,
but it's like there was that Nerubian egg that came out way back when for the first expansion of Noxoramus, where it was like just the 02, and then it died to summon a 4/4, and it was 2 mana.
This is an 03, this is summons 03. A 5/5.
Right, but there's so many things that that 3 damage still kills. Like, there's even this like new elemental card that it's Death Rattles, it deals 3 damage to a random enemy. It's like, oops, it hit my egg. I have all these cards that can give you 1/1 versions of things. Village, which was the legendary from like a couple sets. I think it was actually the Priest Legendary from Old Gods, which did not see much play, is suddenly really good here. Mm-hmm. If I have just one egg on the board and I play a thing and summon a 1/1 version, it summons 1/1 versions of every minion you have on your board. So you do that to all your Death Rattle minions, and if one of those eggs or a Cairn, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorite cards that I haven't gotten to play a whole lot of recently is Barnes, and that's great.
Yeah, I put Barnes in my deck too, because again, with my Rogue one, I put him down after I've done my quest, and he's just pumping out 5/5.
Just giving you one. Do you have more? You have Morose, right? I wonder if that's good.
Wait, am I mixing up Barnes and Morose? Barnes is...
Oh, yeah, Barnes is the one...
I have both of them in it. Yeah, but both
Barnes
of them
is the
work.
Theater guy.
Yeah, so Barnes summons... It's supposed to be a 1/1 copy. It's 5/5. Then Morose is stealth there. He's pumping out 5/5s every turn. It's awesome when that works.
Yeah. But no, so yeah, Barnes is great because he summons a 1/1 and it could be that egg. And now instead of an 0/3 egg, it's a 1/1 egg.
Yeah, he was always good in Death Rattle decks.
Yeah. And then... But the thing was, Death Rattle decks kind of happened in the expansion before his, which is why he didn't see a ton of play.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, I don't know, it's just kind of fun playing this deck.
And it's funny, I feel like the Priest may have had the biggest swing in playstyle. You went from Dragon Priest to Death Rattle Priest.
Right, yeah, that's what's interesting. This is completely different than what Priest was doing before, like Kazakus potions and stuff like that. And like the Death Rattle cards you have too, they still have this thing where it's like a lot of them... or give a card from your opponent's deck.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still... I like having just a few things like that where it's like, I don't know what I'm going to get this game. I'm going to get a few cards that might be interesting and change things up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of fun. But it's like, again, I can't just put, like, any card I want in there because if I put more non-Death Rattle minions, even though, like, they could be, like, Nazoth that summon Death Rattle minions, like, then Barnes can maybe catch that.
Yeah, it's just,
I don't know. I really enjoy this deck.
How many of the Death Rattle minions are priest-specific?
Didn't
seem like a lot.
2, 4, maybe?
Yeah, that's kind of a funny thing, too, isn't it?
Yeah, because there's that new one, that 1/1 that gives you a random card. No, there's, like, 6. There's that one, then there's the old 4/1, the 4/3 that give you a random card, and then there's that new 2/6 taunt. That gives a minion a +1/+1 when it dies, which you're hoping it hits an egg again. Because then it has attack, and then it can attack into things and hatch. So, and I've just been really enjoying that deck.
That's a cool deck.
And it's interesting, because you get Amara, and that's a really powerful card, but it's almost never what makes me win a game.
Right. Well, because, so if I'm playing as my shaman, if I'm playing as someone who's doing a quest that's going to drop a big minion, I have Hex while I'm holding on to the Hex.
That's the thing.
She doesn't come out right away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's coming... You know, like Arena
right.
would be
it's,
played.
Right, it's pretty, yeah, it's cool because, it's kind of like Arena, except, your whole deck's not, built around Reno as much. You don't have to make these ridiculous...
Sacrifices of how you build your deck.
Yeah, because just the thing with Reno, it was a super fun card. It led to all these interesting decks. But by its nature, it's like your deck was losing so much consistency, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you're just putting in a lot of good cards, and but there will be times where you very much need a specific
one card.
And having one of those in your deck instead of two, that's... half as likely to show up now, mm-hmm. and so on. But yeah, no, it's a cool card to play because a lot of times you have these control games going into fatigue. It's just like, how long can I wait till I play this so I can maybe win the fatigue game? I had two Mirror Priest matches. The one I just played, I was going so well, and he was able to just do some ridiculous things like summon a Deathwing from this new card that summons a random or it lets you discover an 8-cost minion, then you just summon and stuff, then he played a Ysera, and he got Ysera Awakens off of it, and it literally went, to turn 5 fatigue, and he, got me by, one hit point. It was crazy. another game I was doing against a priest, I beat him just because I was able to, steal cards from his deck. I stole two of his, I stole the Nazoth twice, so I had two extra Nazoths in my deck, so I was able to just fill my board 3 times, every time he, cleared me out and stuff like that.
That's funny.
But, when I won that, yeah, but, and, this game is so much better, I think, when games kind of go longer.
Yeah, it's more interesting, right?
Yeah. Well, it's more interesting than Pirate Warrior, play the card you get, attack face, hope you win.
Well, it's the reason why we like...
when they play Reno.
It's the reason we like to turtle in an RTS as opposed to Zeracrush.
Right.
It's more interesting. When the game goes on longer, it becomes more unpredictable.
Yeah. And, that's just... I'm just hoping that there actually is a control meta here, and it's not just... everybody's experimenting and trying all these decks, which...
Yeah, and then
because all the new things are promoting those kind of control things for the most part.
Yeah, and then, someone's going to discover some weird fast hunter deck or something and ruin
everything. That, or somebody's going to be hey, Pirate Warrior actually is still just the best, or hey, here's Jade Druid that just beats everything anyway, so...
At least Jade Druid's not fast.
It's not fast, but it's not control either.
No.
It's, Although so far my deck's done good against J Druid. I haven't actually played Pyrate Warrior yet.
I haven't seen it.
And that's why I hope, like, kind of, like, obviously it's gonna be like what, 4 months to get between it for the next expansion. I hope there is kind of a halfway point where even if they don't add cards, they make some changes. So,
like, yeah, I felt like we got like balance changes for Gadgetzan like a month ago.
They waited too long. They got super stale and boring. And there were cards that needed fixed, and this should have happened way sooner. I just hope that if there are problem cards this time, if, like, Jade is an issue, then, like, a month or so in, fix it. Because even whenever you make these changes, it just make, again, it has, like, not as much effect as when a switch comes out, but people start doing new things, and it gets interesting again for a bit.
It's like weird little shakeups. What'll be cool this year, I know a lot of people bitched about them getting rid of adventures.
I don't think, didn't that many people bitch about it? Because I was fine with it.
What people don't like is, you spend $20, you get every card.
Yeah, but
and there's no surprises. It was consistent. So, you know, I mean, look at me. So I spent $50 to get 50 packs, and I had 14 additional free ones. I got one legendary.
Yeah, but
like that, you know, people don't like that randomness. Now, I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, I think the meta becomes much more interesting when you get an expansion with 100-some cards, as opposed to an adventure that has, like, 40 of them.
Yeah.
Where rarity doesn't even matter at that point, except for legendary.
It is this weird issue in general where, like, that's how the game works. Like, you're supposed to get cards and feel good about it, but there's a certain point where it's a foregone conclusion where, like, the better players have all the cards, right? So, let me put it to you this way. When we were playing, like, Pokemon cards as kids, there's almost, like, when you're playing a card game with your friends and it's a real card game, it's like each circle of friends has its own meta, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're playing with all these other people who you kind of know probably aren't going to have all the cards. They're just making decks what they want to. When you're playing an online card game, you're playing against, you know, the world. Most of the people, you're playing against so many people who are just going to have all the cards that can make whatever they want, which is, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah, when you play in person with a friend and you're like, you know, he has the Charizard, and you're like, okay, don't play your Charizard deck. You're going to win. Let's do something interesting.
Right.
Like, you could do that.
Right, you can do things like that, so. And it's just kind of this, it's this weird thing where it, like, becomes this foregone conclusion that people are going to have all the cards they need or, like, craft them or whatever. But at the same time, like, it should not be that way in theory. Like, the games are, like, the whole idea is, like, get these cards and see what you can make out of it. But, no, you need to make this deck to get those cards.
Part of the problem with sites like Hearthpwn, where you get these repositories and, you know, streamers are putting up their decks that they go to Legend with. Yeah.
I think there's also this, and I think I'm going to try to be better about this too, where there are these people who are like rank 15 who don't really need to be playing net decks, but for, who are you fooling? Like, just play something you think is fun, try to make a deck and see what you can do.
Well, it's good now that they've created more tier structures in the leveling.
Yeah.
I think that was the concern, is once you got to like level 15, you're like, well, I don't want to lose progress, so I'm just going to play something I know is going to win at this point.
Yeah.
And if you experimented, you'd play unranked, and that felt like
and
a waste of time.
That's kind of the thing with, like, why things like Pirate Warrior are popular, because literally getting to, like, Legend, it's a time commitment. If you're playing faster games, even if you lose a little bit more, you're going to get to Legend faster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just why, like, that's why aggro decks are always going to be very appealing to a lot of people.
It's min-maxing.
You know, if they're
your time.
Kind of garbage. Yeah. But, you know, they're kind of low effort, just like, alright, attack here. So, but still, I'm hopeful about this expansion so far. It seems really fun. I like the theming of it.
Yeah, the theming's fun. It's nothing we've ever had in the game before.
Yeah. I think the questing thing is good. It's interesting how little adaptations you're seeing used so far.
They're almost like, they're not a focus, but they seem like a nice thing to have. You know what I mean?
Think,
like, no one's made an adapt deck.
No. It's interesting because it kind of reminds me of the Inspire mechanic from
Yeah, you didn't like focus on building.
Nobody
it, but
made
you,
an Inspire deck.
But
you maybe had
threw
one
a couple in
there.
Because why not?
And really, where it has a much bigger impact is on Arena of all things. Like Inspire cards were a huge thing in Arena.
Yeah, I can see Adapt. Because I gotta try more Arena now that
and
this
I think and I think
out.
Yeah, and I think Adapt could be a kind of an Arena thing because it makes more sense there because being able to be flexible is kind of more important in Arena as opposed to following a deck game plan.
True.
I mean, that's kind of why it's just, that's kind of what the problem with adapt in a normal deck is most of the time you want something pretty specific, like you know what you're going to be doing. Like, in the idea of like maybe missing out on the one you need is no good. But in an Arena, hey, that's pretty good.
Where I could see adapt becoming good is if this is truly the dream expansion where there are so many viable decks That you don't have to be like, I just need to beat Pirate Warrior, so I'm just going to fill up with taunt cards or something. Like, if it's so varied that that becomes valuable, that'd be cool.
Like, I think we'll find some. I think, like, there's that Warlock one that, destroying a friendly minion and adapts twice. That seems really good. Because a lot of time you're destroying, like, the second possessed villager or, like, some 1-1 you don't need anymore.
Right.
Or, like, the one through a taunt that took a hit already. So, like, stuff like that. I think, like, we'll see some of them. But I think the Verdant Long Neck or whatever, just, like, the 5-4.
The Volcanosaur we all got. That right.
Well, even that one, at least, that's the, at least, like, adapt twice. But, like,
how many Volcanosaurs did you get in your packs?
I got, like, a ton. It was, like, my spirit animal. You always have one of those. Each time you're opening one of these things.
I was getting that damn rogue weapon that I don't
even use. Oh, God, yeah, that, like, shard that no one's going to want.
Yeah.
Man, not a very weapon-heavy expansion, it seems, so.
No, you're right about
there's
that.
There's, like, that Paladin one that, like, summons Silverhand recruits that no one's going to use. That's, like, the thing. It's, like, I want to, like, get, like, the weird quests that people don't want to play. Like I've kind of been having fun with this Mar deck because so many people were like, Priest is going to be bad as expansion. I'm like, this seems all right.
Pretty good. I haven't seen any Paladins.
That's why I want the Paladin quest because no one's playing that.
I haven't seen any Paladins.
But play a bunch of buff spells on your minion.
I haven't seen Mages. I haven't seen any Mages.
I'm actually surprised because there was a lot of excitement intrigued for that mage.
What kills that card, the Time Warp, is it's a 5 mana.
Now, when you get a new turn, do you refresh your mana crystals?
Yeah, so the theory is you play 5 mana worth of stuff, then you play this Time Warp for 5 mana, and then it's like, next turn, your mana's full again. If things were asleep, they're awake.
I think the idea is that you play those Arcane Giants, because those...
Yeah.
That's the idea.
I've read that.
Like that, and then with your extra mana, play some spells and do it and, like, attack with them. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea, like, if that's feasible.
That's a pretty specific combo.
I feel like it could work. It could maybe work. Even if it's not going to kill them, it's going to do a lot of damage. So yeah, Hearthstone's super fun right now. These are always just, like, the exciting time.
It's always a good time. If you haven't played the game before, this is always the best time to get in,
right.
I feel like. Mm-hmm. I would have said that a week ago, because you probably should have pre-ordered the 50-pack thing.
But still,
it's a good time to get in. They're usually
especially because the standard cycle switch is probably the best time of the year to get in.
And they're giving you some free packs every time an expansion comes out. I think you got 3 of them or something.
Yeah, something
like
that.
It's always a good time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, definitely, yeah, it is like the thing. If you're just getting in, you're going to need to do at least one big card dump on, like, whatever the new expansion is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is honestly a hard thing to get into now. My deck still has Whispers of the Old God cards.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem now. Like, the game's old enough that, boy, if you are starting from scratch, that'd be tough.
Imagine if there wasn't a standard rotation.
Oh, my God.
It would be impossible.
I do wonder now what kind of weird wild decks exist.
They're weird. Yeah. I was playing a little, like when, towards the end of Mean Street of Gadgetzan, when, like, I was getting real sick of that meta, I was playing just a little WoW for fun.
Oh, yeah?
It's weird, because, like, it's like idea. Old deck archetypes live there again. Like, I was playing Mech Mage, like, Goblins versus Gnome. I'm like, okay, this is strange.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, so, what else have you been up to?
I started up the new World of Warcraft patch last night.
I've not started that.
Yeah, the whole idea is you're on the Broken Isle.
Is Illidan just kind of, like, hanging around now?
Yeah, he's there. He's one of those talking heads that comes up and is, like during a world quest, you know, the demons are using a fell.
So is he, like, full-on good guy now?
I believe so.
Is he, like, standing next to Khadgar, like, yeah, we got this?
Literally, yes. Yes, after you finish that opening scenario, you come into the town that's on the island now, and it's Khadgar and Illidan talking to each other, and you, like, get quests from them.
I do need to play. How weird.
I do wish I never did LFR the Nighthold. And
we can defeat.
We'll do it sometime here soon.
Probably
to play through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's what's interesting to me, like we knew what this island looked like. We'd been there before from that original start. It's not very big.
Yeah.
And it's also not, it doesn't feel super dense with, like, bad guys, which is kind of good because it makes getting around it not so bad.
Well, because it doesn't have to be, like, Tannin Jungle and the last expansion where it has to be, like, the zone where you're doing pretty much everything.
Yeah, the good thing is this added, they haven't started yet, but they're going to start doing invasions on the entire Broken Islands, which is going to be like that pre-launch event thing, which was so fun. So I'll be happy to have that.
The kind of weird thing is we're going to hear about the next patch soon, which we know is, like, going to...
To Argus.
Argus.
Did you see this thing with the World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XIV Twitter accounts?
No.
Oh, my God. This was the best. So some dude just tweets, like, can't decide if I should buy at World of Warcraft or at FF14 underscore ing, you know, whatever. And the Warcraft account tweets about them. They're like, pick Warcraft, though, we're biased, but we'll let you shoot lasers out of your eyes. And like it shows like a Demon Hunter GIF shooting lasers. And Final Fantasy's like, lasers out of your eyes, that's cute. We have meteors the size of buildings. And it shows like that one meteor spell being cast a dragon. Then they tweet back, oh, Gul'dan would like to say something about your building-sized meteors. It's that cutscene where he summons in the giant meteor. And they come back and they're like, oh, well, you know, we also have a dragon inside of a moon. Maybe Deathwing will get an audience if he's lucky. And they come back, oh, you destroyed a moon? That's cute. We destroyed a planet. And they show that cutscene of Kil'jaeden pointing at Argus. Oh. I was like, this is the best. And I just wonder what this guy is thinking. Like, I still don't know which one to get.
Okay. Isn't it funny that that is actually what it has come down to, is World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy XIV? Sorry, SpellTor.
Oh, another quick aside. So since I got the new GPU, you know Final Fantasy XIV has that benchmark?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, I never ran this. Let's do it. Crank the settings, 1440p. It's running beautifully. You know, at the end, it, like, tells you, like, how you ranked. So here's, like, the Final Fantasy Victory music is playing. All these characters, like, applauding at me, and it's, like, extremely high on the screen. I'm like, I feel so good.
In a world where I have infinite time, I am playing Final Fantasy XIV constantly. I don't have the resources to devote to it.
Well, I was able to get a 60-day WoW card for half off, which was a pretty damn good deal. So I'm going to probably play through WoW. I'd like to try to get flying. That's my goal in these 60 days, is to get the flying.
Yeah, done. I need to do that.
I might go back to Final Fantasy XIV after that 60 days.
Well, that new expansion's coming out.
Yeah, the problem with this one might be different, I think.
But I know you have to, like, play through...
Yeah, they're all endgame. The last expansion was, at least. There's no... And how about this? So they let you play up to level 35 for free now.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think if you've ever... It's not like World of Warcraft, where your account, like, reverts to that starter version. I think it's, like, only new accounts, and then as soon as you subscribe, you're ineligible. But even still, I was like, what level is my character? He's 35. So it would have mattered anyway.
It's funny how, like, WrestleMania was brought to you by the Final Fantasy XIV.
That was bizarre.
And they came out, like, kind of... I realized later, New Day was dressed as, like, the three new classes that are in that expansion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep.
Red Mage, and I forget the other ones. Well, one of them was Red Mage. But
that's rad.
And you guys missed it because you were looking for Gamespeed, apparently. When I was in the kitchen, they were showing the trailer for it that has all the reviews. They had the VentureBeat score in there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was VentureBeat, not Gamespeed, I think, is why you guys
didn't see it. I was looking, though. I didn't see it.
I've had other people tell me they saw it. The point is that I was in WrestleMania.
That's really funny. Did it say Mike Minotti or just
probably VentureBeat? Probably said VentureBeat, I'm sure.
That's funny.
Right, but...
you don't talk about WrestleMania at all? Do you have anything to say?
It was all right. It was long.
Yeah, it was really long.
It was really long.
Oh, my God.
I
literally fell asleep. Thank God Pitbull played. That was the only good thing about him playing, because I could take a 10-minute nap. I needed it. I wouldn't have made it without that nap.
Like, I was like, oh, this can't be this long. It, like, starts at, like, 5:30 or whatever.
It ended at 12:11. I watched,
like,
the clock.
Oh, my God. And, like, the last few matches were not great.
And here's
great.
The thing. If it was, like, all incredible, we'd be like, yeah, it was 7 hours long. It was amazing. It was so dull.
Yeah, there was, like, some good matches, but not a lot.
That Orton-Bray Wyatt
match. Orton-Bray Wyatt
may have been one of the worst matches I've ever seen.
That was rough.
It was real
bad.
That
was a dud. I don't know what they're going for there.
Oh, my God, there's a video of Worms playing.
Good, they discovered projection technology. It's like, what is this supposed to do?
The Granny Orton didn't even react to it. He could have at least gone, hey, Worms!
He probably also thought it was stupid. He probably laughed. So, all right, I think that'll do it then.
Okay.
All right, let's listen to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at gbpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Sure, go to the iTunes Music Store and give us a review. Google Play, same thing. And we'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel
Podcast. Bye-bye. Way to make a noise, right as I'm about to stop.
There you go.